Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon. It's just me and Kyle today for the first time in a while. How do you feel about that, Kyle?
I'm feeling a little vulnerable. Like I miss Brett having an extra voice to ask a question to, and then I have time to think. So it'll be interesting today.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different. We've had so many four-person episodes in a while. So
two feels very different.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, and I think good things are going to be happening though, because this is our third take already to start. And we usually don't, we just go through it. And it's like, oh, two people is, this is very different. So, but I think it's going to be good today.
So we're continuing our series on the awe of God, and we are in week two of this sermon series. And Pastor Barry gave a really good, deep, thought-provoking sermon this past Sunday. So if you haven't listened to it, you can check it out on our YouTube or on the podcast. But we have a lot to talk about today because he had a lot of very profound things to say this past Sunday.
For sure. And profound, challenging, deep, meaty, because we're on the from milk to meat. So they're meatier.
Yeah, there was a lot to chew on. So yeah. Maybe we should just get started.
Let's do it.
So one of the things that he started off his sermon with was talking about the difference between God's love and God's approval. And he gave four different characteristics of each. So I'll read them off and then I'll give Kyle a chance to respond.
All right. So,
regarding God's love, Pastor Barry pointed out these four characteristics. God's love is unconditional, so there's no strings. The only requirement to experience it is that we must receive Jesus. The second characteristic is that it reflects who God is and what he's done for us. It's his nature. The third one is that it gives us a secure identity as children of God. And then the fourth one is that it gives us no fear of punishment from God, especially eternal punishment.
Yeah, it's all the warm, fuzzy stuff that we like, right? It's good. It's good to hear the kind of summary, really, of some of the main points of God's love. I like the way he broke those down. They're all significant, yet they're all a little bit of a different aspect of it. So I thought he did a good job of bringing more fullness for us as we especially contrast the fear of God versus, I mean, the fear of the Lord versus the God's love.
Yeah, so the second part that Pastor Barry gave characteristics for is God's approval. And I thought it was cool how he gave a distinction between love and approval, because I think sometimes we tend to go towards one or the other. And so I thought it was good that he was able to identify both and help us to understand what it looks like to understand both. And so regarding God's approval, these are the four characteristics that he gave. God's approval is conditional, so it is based upon what we do. So those are one and two together. The third characteristic is that it's centered on our obedience to God's commands, which is God's definition of right and wrong. And then the fourth is that it involves God's loving discipline and correction.
Mm. It's interesting when he brought these up and then he talked about John Bevere, his recounting, talking to his kids about that we'll always love you, like him and his wife. They sat him down, we'll always love you, but we don't always approve of your behavior. Excuse me. And I thought, oh yeah, would I be able to do that with my kids? And in some ways, it was a little bit challenging in my head because I'm trying to differentiate. And I think some ways I've kind of combined those. And I thought, oh, there's sometimes where I feel like my love is attached to the approval side, where like, no, if they did certain things, I don't know if I would love them. But really, I'm like, oh no, that's not really love. I definitely wouldn't approve of it. So I actually liked that he was distinguishing those two, but it highlighted to me that I've been kind of like making them kind of the same.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of us grew up thinking, right? Is that when we get punished or something, that means that our parents don't love us, or right, whoever is doing the punishment doesn't love us. And then we throw that onto God too, right? Mm. And so I think it was really good for him to make a distinguishing characteristics between the two, so that we're able to recognize, yeah, God always loves us, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's always pleased with us and pleased with what we do. And we're able to separate the two. I think that that was a key to why he brought that up, so that we're able to distinguish the two, mm-hmm. which a lot of times it's difficult.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go and I'm speaking this coming week. And so I'm going to go a little bit into our behavior as well. There's an aspect where I think sometimes we combine, and just a little teaser, so I'm not going to give you what it really means, but it's the same thing. There's two aspects of holiness, but we kind of combine them. And it's like, no, we have to look at them separately, because there's different truths that get attached with them. And there's different things that we need to then either, different ways we need to respond or walk it out, versus if they were together, then it really is almost conflicting, that because they're not meant to be together.
Yeah, I think when it comes to God's love and God's approval, I think for us, as we continue to walk this out in our faith, those are things that we need to just be aware of as we make our choices, is that the choices that we make aren't going to affect God's love for us. Mm. So we can. That's why with some of the characteristics Pastor Barry gave, you know, it gives us a secure identity. We can be secure in our identity because what we do isn't going to change God's love for us. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be consequences to our actions mm-hmm. if we choose to do things that are not in alignment with what God wants for us. And I think that's part of where we need to just be aware of that too, is there are consequences to our choices, and mm-hmm. it's not just all lovey-dovey all on one side, right? And that, I think that helps us to be protected from those two ditches we talked about last week, mm-hmm. which is lawlessness and legalism, right? And so how do we walk the narrow path? And I think that this gives a framework for what that looks like.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the journey of parenting, right? If we're not helping our kids learn that there's consequences and even disapproval, then that's not a healthy place for them to operate from and to mature. And so they need to learn that in a loving way. So it has to be, we want it to come from a place of love, but it's the same way with our spiritual journey. If we're not recognizing correction and even embracing it, then we're going to be on a path that's veering towards one of those ditches.
Yeah, and the issue is always when we go too far to one side, right? And so when the discipline gets to be too far, Pastor Barry kind of gave an example of, you know, when we combine our anger with the discipline, right? He said a lot of times the way that that's received is that it's a love statement and not just an approval statement, right? Is when the emotion is attached to it,
right?
So for him, when he wanted to discipline his children, he tried to do it from a place that the emotions were not attached to it, but it was more based upon the actions. And really, it wasn't just for kids being foolish or something like that, but it was more for defiance, right?
Right.
But trying to do it from a place that's more objective than a place that is emotionally tied to it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that for all of us, we can be aware of, is that that's more how the Lord deals with us.
I was trying to give you a lead in, since we don't have much. So anyways, I think that's a good way to wrap up this section, because I think, yeah, he did a great job of explaining that process with his grandson too, and trying to give him boundaries and boundaries and guardrails, so he can grow up in a healthy, with healthy fear for certain things and respect and obedience.
Yeah. So then from there, Pastor Barry led into talking about fear of being disciplined, right? And so there is a difference between a fear of being disciplined and like a fear of eternal punishment, right? And so there are, it was interesting. I was listening to a sermon by Francis Chan this morning, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how there's a lot of people that he knows that are Christians that are not secure that they're going to heaven after they die, right? And so there is for them a fear of eternal punishment, even though they're believers. And so that's one of the things that Pastor Barry was trying to contrast, was this fear of eternal punishment versus a fear of just being disciplined. And so we can be secure in knowing that we, as believers, are saved, but then at the same time, we should recognize that there's going to be times where we're disciplined when we're out of line with what God wants for us.
Yeah, that's one that I wrestle with a little bit, because I think even I wouldn't go as far as saying having doubts about our salvation, but having an inner check of, wait, is my life in alignment with what I profess as my, you know, my savior, then there's like a healthiness to to that, where you don't want it to go far where, hey, I don't even know if I'm saved. But also, we don't want to take it where, like, yeah, I said a prayer and it doesn't matter what my life is like now. So I think I get where people are on that path, but I think that's that where there's no guardrail to keep them in the meat of the the pathway. But I think there's too many people in our society that are just, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm good. Like, there's no big deal. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough one, because I think going the other way in some ways is a little bit better, because then at least you're hopefully having the mindset of, like, yeah, I don't want to be legalism where I have to earn it, but there's like a caution of, I got to be careful too to make sure, am I really in alignment with what the Bible says?
Like we said, this content is meat. We're having to chew on it. We're having to wrestle with it a lot. And even in our discussion on the pod, like right now, we're trying to wrestle with it ourselves as we talk about it, as we discuss it. So, you know, we're hoping that some of this content will spark some wrestling inside of everybody. Right?
Was there anything in that message that you heard from Francis Chan that stood out to you in light of what we're discussing, and even what I just said about those two views? Did he have any insight that you took?
I think it was interesting because he did refer to the fear of the Lord quite a bit.
Mm.
And for him, when he was saying that people aren't secure in their, whether or not they're going to heaven after they die, mm-hmm. a lot of it was for him recognizing what's the fruit of their life.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, in the Bible, it says a good tree bears good fruit, mm-hmm. bad tree bears bad fruit. Right. And so for him, in his wrestling with this content, with this, mm-hmm. the meat of everything, it's like, okay, well, if you're really saved, shouldn't there be a transformation in your mm-hmm. life where you're producing good fruit?
Mm-hmm.
And, or at least on the trajectory towards that transformation, right? And what is your life looking like? And so I think that's one thing that I appreciate about Francis Chan, is he tries to call a spade, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't try to sugarcoat things. He doesn't try to, you know, it was funny, on Sunday, I was talking to Ron, and he's like, I remember that Francis Chan video where he's sucking on the baby bottle.
I thought about this morning. It's so funny.
Right. And, you know, but sometimes we need that direct, whether it's disciplining or correction right away, because otherwise we're going to continue down a path that's not good for us.
Yeah. We need bluntness sometimes, right? Because we're so used to sugarcoating and not trying to hurt people's feelings. Sometimes it just got to, like you said, call a spade a spade.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that is challenging for our church, is that we've had this culture of, right, the false harmony, where we've developed like this desire to keep the harmony by not being confrontational at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is interesting how, you know, even in this past sermon, Pastor Barry he kind of even said, it's like, this is not me. This is not me, right? But just recognizing that there are certain things that he needs to be blunt about, or he needs to call out, or he needs to address, because it's for the good of our people, right? And he feels the weight of the responsibility for our people. And so there are going to be times where he feels like he needs to be blunt, and he needs to say, this is how it is, call a spade a spade. But it's not to shame people, it's not to hurt people, but it's for our good. And right, so we need to be able to recognize that. And I think that's one of the things with Pastor Barry. It's like, we all know his heart, right? We all know who he is and his heart. So we know that when he says something like that, it's for our good.
Yeah, I know we didn't talk about going this direction, but maybe it's a lead into our final topic. But when he did share his heart for that, the weight that he carries daily. He said, I carry that weight daily of the spiritual life of the people in our church. I thought it hit me too. Like, oh, I feel that. I feel it more from time to time. I know it's kind of always there, but I'm not a feeler. I'm a thinker. So I think about it, and I know it's there, and I kind of can come in alignment with that responsibility, but I don't feel the weightiness of it as much. So when he shared that, it really hit me too. Like, oh yeah, there's a significant responsibility and weight for us who are supposed to lead the church. Mm-hmm. That it comes in spurts for me. Like I know it, and I know it's always there. It's not like I discount it later, but when it hits more emotionally, that was one for me. Like just hearing him describe that, I was like, oh, he carries it, I think, on a whole different level. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was impactful for me as a leader, and I'm sure for people in the congregation to hear that there's a significant responsibility in going through this material to make sure we do it well, but that we aren't just softening it. We're doing it in a way where we want to challenge, because we really want our people to be well-rounded and to the fullest capacity of how they're supposed to be living.
Yeah, we want our people to mature, right? So we don't want to just continue to give milk. There needs to be some meat, right? And it's how the meat is introduced, right? When you move a baby from milk to solid food, there's start off with a little bit, and then eventually they're able to...
Some softer food first, and then you get to the harder chewing stuff.
Yeah, so I think that's part of the journey that we're on as a church, is that we're, you know, we're adults now, so we're eating the meat, right? And we're having to chew on it a little bit. But yeah, when it comes to the weight of the responsibility, you know, there's times where I have felt that in a deep way for my own family. And it's like, wow, that's just for my family. I'm feeling the weight of the responsibility. But then, so for Pastor Barry, it's like, wow, for him to feel the weight of all the families, of all the people in our church, it's like, wow, that's a heavy thing to carry.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, I don't know if that's something that we all think about very often, but just knowing his heart for people, knowing his heart for us, and knowing the weight that he carries. It's like, for me, I want to be able to support him, and I want to be able to come alongside him and make it so he doesn't have to worry about me, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think that's one of the other things that Francis Chan talked about in that sermon that I was listening to, is that he said for one of his birthdays, he told his wife, he's like, I don't want a party. I just want to have some of our church people come together, and I have something I want to ask them. And he said, you know, the weight that I carry for our church is so big, and it's like, I need you to pray for me. So for my birthday, can you guys commit just to praying for me and continually praying for me? And he said that actually transformed his life.
Wow.
And so, you know, if that's not something that people are thinking about, it's something that we can do, you know, to continue to pray for our Pastor Barry, continue to pray for our leadership, and, you know, it can be transformational for our church too.
Good word.
Okay, so back to fear of discipline. That was something that we were kind of, before we went off on this little tangent that we were talking about, is that the fear of discipline keeps us from sin, right? And that's something that for a long time the church was so focused on sin and eradicating sin. But I thought that the way that John Bevere and as well as Pastor Barry talks about this is really, it was really different than what I remember growing up with or hearing in the past.
Okay. How so?
Because I think before it was more like, I don't want to be punished for the bad things I do, so I'm going to try not to do bad stuff, right? Where this is more, God is transforming me into a certain type of person, and those things that I'm doing are getting in the way of that, right? And so that's part of what discipline is that it's helping to correct us so that we're shaping our character in a certain direction, right? So like when I try to discipline my son or my daughters, right, the purpose for me is not just to get them in trouble for doing something wrong, but the purpose for me is to help them to step into who they actually are and recognizing that those things that they're doing are causing them to turn away from that, right? So For an example, I kind of shared this with Kyle yesterday. This past Sunday, one of my children just recently got a cell phone. I won't say which one, but one of my children just recently got a cell phone. And so it's been an interesting journey of how we're navigating that. So one of the things that I asked is, I want to know what you are willing to commit to as a responsible person who's receiving this major responsibility because you have a phone now. So I had my child write down a list, kind of like a contract. It wasn't a contract, but just kind of like, this is what I want to commit to. So one of the things that they committed to was, I'm not going to use my phone for games or anything during school or during church. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't know what's going to happen until the rubber meets the road, right? So this past Sunday, this child, who's nameless, was on their phone and service started. Mm-hmm. But they weren't finished with their game. So, you know, my wife walks over, or she's sitting next to him.
Just broke it.
Well, him or her. Okay, anyway.
I knew it was going to happen. That was a hard one.
Okay, anyway. So she's there. She says, hey, you need to put that away. Mm-hmm. I'm looking over, right? Because I'm sitting at the computer. I'm looking over. I can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And could tell he's like not.
There's an attitude.
Yeah, there's attitude with it, you know. So I walk over. Hey, this is something you committed to. Mm-hmm. You said this. It's time to put it away, right? Mm-hmm. More attitude, but puts it away. Mm-hmm. So after church, get in the car and start talking about it, right? Because it's during service. Yeah, we got stuff. Right. There's not really an opportunity to talk about it. So we get in the car, talk. And I say, you know, let's talk about what happened this morning, you know. Really, for me, the issue is not so much that you were on your phone during service. Like, there's a lot of people that are on their phone during service.
We're not endorsing.
Yes, we're not endorsing. But I'm just trying to let him know what really my issue is in that situation. And I told him, you know, when we gave you the phone, we had you write down this list of commitments that you are going to commit to be responsible with your phone. And one of the things that you committed to was you're not going to use it during church. Church started and you were still on it, right? And so my concern right now is the character of who you are and what type of person you're becoming. And I want you to be the type of person that when you make a commitment, you follow through on the commitment. You know, Uncle Brett always talks about, don't just talk about it, be about it, right? And so when we make a commitment, we want to be about it. And in this situation, it's like, this is something, it's a small thing, right? Mm-hmm. This is a really small thing. Are you going to live up to your commitment or not? And so, you know, you're becoming an adult. This is your opportunity to make some choices and exercise your will. Are you going to be the type of person that lives up to their commitments, or are you going to be the type of person that doesn't? I believe God wants you to be the type of person that lives up to your commitments, right? And so for me, the discipline for him was like, I want him to step into who God made him to be as someone who mm-hmm. lives up to his commitments and developing his character. It wasn't just about, okay, I want to punish him for, you know, disobeying and taking out his phone during this. But it's more what type of character development is going on with him mm-hmm. or her.
Yeah, and then you got a bonus after that when you asked what was taught during
a little bit after that I said, you know, and the other thing about, you know, using your phone at church is that a lot of your friends are at church that we see them once, maybe a couple times a week. So this is your opportunity to interact with them, and when you're on your phone, you are isolating yourself, you're taking yourself away from the other people. And mm-hmm. and I know deep down inside this child of mine is on the more extroverted side than me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they were growing up, they always wanted to be around people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, this is an area where being on your phone is actually taking you out of who you are. And so I told my child that, hey, that's something to think about when you're there. Like, you know, you can be on your phone at home. You could play your games at home when you're by yourself. But when we're around other people, like, let's take advantage of those opportunities. So I was like, okay, I'm done lecturing. It's been like a while. So then I say, hey, so what did you learn in the forge today? Oh, shoot. I shouldn't have said that either.
I knew that was coming.
Okay. Well, what did you learn at church today? And said, oh, yeah, we had a special guest speaker, and they talked about connecting with others at church and not isolating yourselves and putting your phones and devices away. And I was like, oh, good job.
That's the best part. Well, I mean.
Yeah, he was like, basically what you just told me is what they said. I was like, oh, okay.
And that is, I think, an important thing to point out, is that we need different voices. We need it to come from different areas, because we can either push against certain voices or drown them out or whatever, but we need to hear it from different places. And so he got it twice in one day.
So maybe God's trying to tell him something.
That's good. Yeah, no, it's the discipline thing. I think it's, you know, in Proverbs, spare the rod, spoil the child. We don't want that. We don't want that for our kids. I don't as a parent, but even as for myself, I don't want that. But sometimes I long for it. I long, like, can I just be spoiled? Can I just ignore this part? But really it's like, but that's the short fix, or it's the short like gratification. But it's really not what my spirit really wants, or even my soul really wants. But it's hard, because it's, I want the easy thing, or I want the quick reward.
Yeah, when it comes to entitlement, I think one of the things that the Lord had been speaking to me a while ago about kind of having that attitude of entitlement is that when we have the attitude of entitlement, we're not able to receive the blessings that He has for us, because then we feel like we deserve them, or we earn them, or that's what we're owed because we're entitled to them. Mm-hmm. So the Lord doesn't want us to have that mentality or attitude of entitlement, because He wants us to be able to receive the blessings that He has for us, and receive them as blessings, and not just, oh, this is what I deserve, or oh, this is what is owed to me, but mm-hmm. rather, wow, I'm so thankful that the Lord decided to bless me in this way.
Yeah, no, I think that I deserve thing is huge. I've been hearing that more and more, and then looking backward, it's like, oh, yeah, I lived from more of that mentality, and that's just more of an immature mentality, especially with the Lord. I go, why is this? I deserve this. I've done this. I deserve this. And so now He's showing me how that actually is a barrier, and how that prevents me from really understanding Him more and receiving more from Him. So, yeah, that's an interesting phrase.
All right, so then as Pastor Barry continued, he kind of wrapped up his message with some actually really things that we have to wrestle with.
Yeah.
Because he started to talk about some of the signs of the end times and some of the things that are coming. And really that's part of what the purpose of us going through some of these meteor topics and these things is, so that we can develop our faith, so that when difficulty comes, our faith is secure and our faith is strong. And so he kind of laid out some of the direction from Revelation of some of the things that he's been recognizing or seeing that have been happening in society, and kind of the direction that it's going, and how that plays into, or how the Bible has already kind of predicted some of that through different prophecies in Revelation. And so I thought we could start our little discussion on that, not go too deep, but just I guess wrestle with it a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the whole premise of going through this material is, do we have a firm foundation and a balance for when challenges come? Because if we're just soft and, oh yeah, the fluff and the love of God is good, but then there's certain challenges that, or difficulties that come, like we need that guardrail of the fear of the Lord to keep us like, yeah, but remember also that, not that it's punishment. Well, there is. I mean, there's some of that aspect. That, no, not punishment. It's the consequence part. But it's, we need, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess as we, especially thinking about Revelation, as there's going to be difficult times coming, how are we preparing ourselves? And if we don't start thinking about those now, like I think Pastor Barry said, he gave some different examples. One of them I know he said was tithing. It's like if you don't fear the Lord to honor him with your tithes and offerings, that already what is his, so everything we have, it actually is his. And if we aren't willing to give that back to him, then what about the harder choices and the harder things when circumstances get much tougher? Are you really, do you really have that foundation to step into that?
Yeah, I think that's part of the maturing process for us as a church, is what does our faith look like when difficult times come, mm-hmm. right? Because for a kid, it's like a difficult times come, oh, my parents will take care of that. Or, mm-hmm. I can just complain about it. But as an adult, we got to take care of it.
Or even as a kid, you don't even understand the full ramifications of it. You're kind of shielded from some things because you're just not aware of it fully.
Yeah, so I thought that was one of the things that also kind of stood out with the Francis Chan sermon that mm-hmm. I listened to, was he was talking about people taking the easy way out. Mm. And he said, you know, in our society nowadays, there's a lot of people that are committing suicide and things like that. And it's because they're looking at circumstances and they've lost hope and they're saying things are too difficult. Mm. Right. And so they don't have the faith to continue to persevere, to continue to deal with, wrestle with the circumstances that they've been dealt. And all of us have been dealt, you know, things that we have to wrestle with, things that are difficult. Nobody has the perfect, easy life. But where is our faith in the midst of that? And I think that's part of what we're trying to do right now, is we're trying to mature and grow so that we, our faith can withstand difficult circumstances and difficult situations.
Yeah, I think in some ways it's just do we recognize God, or we actually put him in certain boxes where we just forget about him. Mm-hmm. And so as we go along life's journey and we're kind of more operating from a worldly worldview, that, well, if God's not really in the forefront, then it's just kind of like an afterthought. But then when we need him, or in those times where it's like we need that secure foundation, it's just not going to be there. Or we're almost going to just forget about it and just go with a different thinking. It makes me think of this quote. I was thinking it was going to fit in my message this week, but I don't think it is, so I'll just share it. It's a Scottish preacher, Alexander McLaren. He says, when we forget God, or when men forget God, they cease to fear him. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. You forget God, you don't fear him anymore. When they cease to fear him, they cease to obey him. Like, oh yeah, that sounds logical. If you're not going to fear God, then why obey him? Then he goes on to say, forgetfulness is not passive. It's the seabed of rebellion. So like when we go down that path of just kind of forgetting about God, who God is, it leads to, like, we're just rebellious. We're going to disobey, because really it's just the first step of, if we forget God, then we're not going to see God. We're not going to then obey God. And so really it's an active thing of, I'm choosing to now put God in the backseat versus I need him right next to me. I need him in front of me. And it takes effort, and it takes like a decision, a conscious decision to say, I'm going to be pursuing him.
Amen. Yeah, I think that's another area where we can continue to grow, is just the intentionality with which we're living our life. And I think that's part of why the first week Pastor Barry gave out those action cards is to help us to develop a little bit more intentionality as we continue to mature and grow. Because our faith isn't something that's just, okay, I'm a believer and I'm done.
Right.
Right. It's something that, you know, Paul says that we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Mm. Right. So it's something that our salvation needs to be worked out. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just something that, it's like, kind of like Kyle was saying, it's not just something that's passive, but it's something that the Lord wants us to exercise. The Lord wants us to be intentional about. The Lord wants us to continue to grow in as we mature and work out our salvation.
Yeah, it's not the easy path, and it's the straight and narrow path. But the longer you're on that path and the journey, it actually, like we were talking about earlier, it actually becomes the easier choice or the easier, I mean, we were talking off air, but it's because our soul really, I mean, our spirit really wants that. And so it's actually the easier way that we are meant to go, but it's our flesh, our mind, our will, our emotions that actually get in the way because, hey, the tug of the world is not easy to resist. And for however long we've lived with that and out of alignment, then that's just going to be that much harder to break.
Man, you stole my thing.
Were you going to go that way?
No, because I was the one that brought that up.
I know. I told you that. Oh, I didn't say it was you. I said we just discussed that. But okay, that was Damon. That was all Damon.
No, okay, so part of the context to that is that as I was sitting with the fear of the Lord this past week, one of the things that I felt like the Lord highlighted to me was that the default position of my spirit is fearing God. But the issue is that when I'm not in alignment and my soul, which is my mind, my will, and emotions, are leading my life because of the old habits or, you know, the fleshly things that have happened in my life, when those things are in the lead and I'm operating out of my soul, that's when the fear of the Lord isn't there.
Or it's difficult, or, right?
Yeah, it's not as prevalent. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in alignment, though, and my spirit is where I'm operating out of and I'm walking in the spirit, that my default position is fearing God. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, how can I continue to stay in alignment so that I can stay in that place of fearing the Lord, mm-hmm. right? And so the more that I practice that, the more that I'm continuing to try to walk in alignment, the easier that gets, and the fearing God actually becomes easier because that's the default position for me. But it's when we get out of alignment, that's when there's issues.
I think that's a good thing to remember, as you know, Pastor Barry mentioned about revelations, about where things are going to end, and you know, the world system, the mark of the beast, that those kind of things. It seems overwhelming and scary. Like, how could I operate in that environment? How could I resist it? But like you were just describing, as we're on this path to maturing, to more holiness, to being more aligned with the Lord, it's actually, no, if you're mature in your faith, it's not going to be that it's not challenging and even maybe painful or hurtful, but you're going to have the conviction and the closeness with the Lord. Like, no, this is the path I still need to be on. And okay, I trust God that you're going to walk me through it, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be all roses and, but what does Brett say, rainbows and butterflies?
Yeah, and I like how you phrase it, how the Lord's going to walk us through it. And I think that's part of why Pastor Barry's been teaching his Hearing God class, because when those times come, we're going to need to hear from the Lord, right? And so a lot of times there might be situations where the Lord is trying to tell us something, and if we haven't practiced that, then it's going to be more difficult because we don't know which way to go. But if we're able to hear from the Lord and hear from him clearly, then we'll know, oh, I'm supposed to go this way, or I'm supposed to do this thing, or I'm supposed to, you know, act this way in this situation. Mm-hmm. And not to say that it's going to make things easier, but our path will be straight.
Yeah. It's good.
So, Kyle, do you have any closing thoughts on this week? I feel like we were wrestling with this whole episode.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's a challenging topic. I mean, the more we're digging into it, there's so much to it, but it's wrestling with the tension of these kind of competing ideas. I wouldn't say conflicting, because they seem conflicting in some ways, but really they're meant to operate together. And so I think I'm really enjoying, I guess, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but I'm happy that we're wrestling with, how does the love of God and the fear of the Lord, how do they blend together? How are they supposed to work in harmony to give us a fuller picture of who God is, but then also then that gives us a pathway or the roadmap of how we're supposed to operate in the world.
Yeah, I think one thing I appreciate about going through this awe of God content and how much we're having to wrestle and how much it's it's not as clear cut, straightforward, mm-hmm. is that it just shows how big God is.
Yeah, right?
And so it causes, at least for me, it causes me to say, wow, we've been wrestling with this for a while, or I've been thinking about this for a while. I've been digging in. Mm-hmm. And the more I dig, the bigger God gets. Mm-hmm. And the more I know, I don't know. And that just causes my awe and amazement for mm-hmm. the Lord to grow and increase. And yeah, so it's like the wrestling is actually making it harder, mm. which is making it bigger, which is making it like,
making
wow.
it better too.
Yeah, it's like, wow, God, you're so like, yeah, I thought you were great before, but man, you're even bigger, greater, stronger, mm. mightier, more. You're just more than I ever thought.
Yeah, it reminds me of a thought that the Lord has reminded me of off and on through the years is be content, but don't be content. So be content in the sense of understanding, so in this sense, like, okay, be content in understanding who God is, because you don't need to strive, so to speak, but then don't be content, want more. So like, don't be like lazy, like, oh yeah, I understand God enough and I'm good. So yeah, sort of be okay with that, like where you're at is okay, but there's always more and God wants more for you. So be content in the season you're in or where you're at, but still have that longing for I want more.
That's a good word, Kyle. I think that's a good place for us to close off this episode. So you are speaking this coming Sunday. You want to give us a little preview of what you're speaking on?
Well, just one word, holiness. So it will be interesting. How the message ends is in the Lord's hands, I'll put it that way. I'm kind of nervous. I'm kind of excited. I have different thoughts and emotions about it, but I feel like I heard him ask me to do something, so I think it's going to be good, but it's going to be a little different. I think, yeah, just understanding that aspect of God's holiness is part of helping us have a well-rounded fear of the Lord in a good way.
Man, if that's not a teaser, then I don't know what is. So if you want to know what the Lord put on Kyle's heart to talk about or to do during this sermon, you probably be a good idea to come check it out, because I don't think it's going to play out as well on the YouTube or on the audio as it will in person. So you're probably going to want to check it out in person. Yep. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at 5555 Stearns, our new location.
Yep. I'm like, well, I thought you were going to wrap it.
Oh.
No, for sure.
You look like you had something you wanted to say.
No, it's you said it. Like, it's going to be what he's asking me to do. It's going to be more experiential for people. So I would encourage you to be there. I think it's really cool. We did hear from on staff, somebody shared about a person in our church saying, I need to be there every week. I need to be there. I don't know if it was their small group or the church service, or I think it was both, but they're like, I can't miss this stuff, because they're seeing the importance of it. So I'm like, I encourage you, if you've missed stuff, go back and watch it. It's not the same as being there in person, but it is important to kind of get a full grasp of this material.
All right. So we will hope to see you on Sunday morning. And, you know, like always, we do always welcome guests. And, you know, like today, it was just me and Kyle. So if you would like to come on the pod, just let us know. We would love to have you come on. We're always looking for more guests to come out. And hopefully next week we'll have Brett back.
Yep.
And we will have another good discussion, or else I'm just going to be grilling Kyle for more information on what he didn't have time to put into his message. Ooh. So thanks again for listening. We always appreciate all of our listeners. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.